Brief periods of light snow will continue to come and go across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the next few days, but it's really all about the cold that's coming up for this weekend that raises the greatest concern. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Now, we did, of course, see some significant snows occur across parts of the region yesterday. Grafton came in with 10 inches. We saw 8 inches at Carlstadt, and it still looks like there are a number of other areas from northeastern North Dakota down towards the Minneapolis area that did come up with totals that range from 3 to around 9 inches. Now, to the west and south, there was mostly rain with a little bit of light snow that came in behind it, but most of the precipitation turned out to be quite limited in some of those areas. We've had quite a bit of wind, and it looks like the wind is easing up, but we are still not done with the succession of weather disturbances pushing across the area. Today, we do have a weak high pressure center that'll be pushing into the area. A few snow flurries and snow showers will occur during the day today before that system arrives. Now, this high pressure system will be with us overnight tonight, and it will not be as potent as the cold air mass that's likely to occur on Sunday morning. Nonetheless, we're still going to see some nippy temperatures across the region overnight tonight, and the lows tomorrow morning are expected to be mostly in the negative and positive single digits, although there will be some teens that occur from south central North Dakota into central and eastern South Dakota. There may even be a few temperatures to stay above 20 in central parts of South Dakota. Now, as we move on into the weekend, we do still have another disturbance to deal with. It looks like there will be another round of light precipitation, mostly snow, that will occur Thursday across portions of the region. Accumulations with this event and the one that follows it Thursday night into Friday morning will be light. I would be surprised to see more than a trace to 2 inches of new snow fall with either one of these events, and for the most part, we should avoid any kind of real serious accumulation. So the bulk of the bigger snows that occurred yesterday and overnight are about as great as we're going to see for a while. Now, there may be a band of greater snows that occurs from north central into southeastern parts of South Dakota. That would likely occur on Thursday, and there could be some 2 to 4, maybe even a local 5-inch amount in a narrow band across that region. Now, the temperatures are going to get bitterly cold a little bit later into our weekend, and I am concerned about that. Be prepared. A strong surface high pressure center will settle right on top of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota as we get into Sunday morning, and that will likely lead to temperature extremes, possibly near minus 30. The rest of the surrounding area will see negative 20s and negative teens, and farther to the south we'll probably see negative teens in negative single digits. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.